John 10, 1 through 14 says, "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hears his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. Then Jesus said to them again, "Most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep and am known by my own."
All right, first of all, I just want to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to stand up here. It's kind of daunting, but you know what? It's like, I feel like I've been missing the English service. I'm glad some of my class is here today to join with us, and I'm glad to see David and Daniel, all of you. Been gone far from home, coming back. My Australian son is here. He kind of detours in Texas, but then, you know. Yeah, see? And then, you know, everyone, Casey, and everyone I haven't seen in a while, so it's good to be here. Well, whom do you follow? That's the question here. Okay, anybody ever watch this movie? Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. It's kind of an old classic. If you haven't, maybe you kids haven't seen this. Anyway, it's about a happy family, father and the two little kids and his friend named Truly. And they go on all these adventures, a lot of fun. But then they land, magical places, whatever. But they land in this country that apparently the queen doesn't like children. And so if there's any children, she will round them up and put them in the dungeon for the rest of their life. That's scary. Who doesn't like children, right? Which this queen doesn't. So, you know, they were on this adventure, but after a while you need some food. So the dad and Truly said, "Okay, kids, stay here. Don't talk to strangers. Be very quiet. And we'll be back right away, okay?" So, like, "Oh yeah, okay." So they waited, and you know, they're kind of getting hungry, and all of a sudden they hear this voice. Well, remember what it says when they were alone? It says, "Free candy, lollipop, cake, all free today." It's kind of a weird, creepy voice, but it is saying free, okay? And this guy scared me to death when I was a kid. Oh no, there he is. He's saying, "Look at all those lollipops, look at all that." He's saying, "Everything is free today. Other days you can pay, but you just come out and you can have it free." All right? So you thought, did they remember what their, you know, dad said? No. You know, actually they did. And he and the girl says, "But wait, Dad said, Truly said, don't go out there, don't talk to strangers." He said, "Don't worry, we'll get some for them too." Oh my goodness. What happens? He does this little dance, a song. It sounds great. It might be kind of shady, but just for the free food, they run out. What happens? Do they get anything? What do you think? They got this, the magical cart that he has actually has nothing in it. It's a prison. They lock it and they get carried away, and it was a lot of hardship for the dad and Truly to finally get them and capture them. You know, the point of I want to share about this story, just remind me, is like, if they would only listen. You know, they knew what was right, but if they only listen to the true voice and not wonder, well, maybe my parents didn't know what they were saying, you know, but but is anything free? No. So, the verse that we just read, what kind of characters in that story that Ian read? Who do we have there? Do you remember? The shepherd, there was sheep, there were robbers, there were thieves. Okay, let's start with the first one, which is thief. The thief in John, the first one of the verses we read, John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill and destroy. I am come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. Okay, so the thief. Sometimes this thief looks kind of know it's a thief because he has his mask on, but sometimes there's always thieves say like, hey, I'm a thief, don't talk to me, right? No, usually what do? They're kind of sly, like that, you know, that guy that was saying free candy, free food. He just kind of lures you in, right? In Webster's 1828 dictionary, it says, a thief is one who takes the property of another wrongfully, either by secret or violence, right? They're sly, they're selfish, they're untrustworthy. In the sheepfold, the thief tries to steal the sheep for personal gain. And so he doesn't just come in and just say, sheep, stay away from me, but I'm going to get you, and I'm going to, you know, kill you and eat you up, whatever. No, he doesn't say that. He probably says, come on, there's good grass over here, you know, or whatever he says. Under pretense of caring for the sheep, sometimes he even harms the sheep or kills the sheep to fulfill his own evil purpose. The thief, actually, the definition of the thief, he's never paid or sacrificed anything to warrant taking the sheep. And very interesting, the first verse, did you catch it? How does the thief get in? Does he go through the door? No. Is someone robbing your house, do they just open the front door?
Yes.
Well, that means they stole the key. But usually if they don't have the key, so how do they get in? They go to the back door, maybe they go to the side door, maybe they go to the window, maybe they come down the chimney, I don't know. Somehow they get in. Or maybe they'll say, hey, little kid, open the door, you know. But they don't come through the right way like you think, right? And when the thief calls the sheep, actually if you're a good sheep, you don't listen to the thief because you know it's not the voice of the shepherd. And then they run away, right? Because they know the voice of the stranger. You know what? A thief is not only someone like a robber. It could be like a false teacher or false religious doctrine or false thing. It could not. Maybe it's just anyone that's not the shepherd, right? Let's turn to, keep your finger on John 10, but we're going to look in Ezekiel 2. Ezekiel chapter 34. Ezekiel 34. And I want to share with you the Word of God, not just the New Testament, but the Old Testament too, because it all goes together. We have to, when we study, we need to look at both. So Ezekiel 34, let's start with verse 2, kind of in the middle there, when it says, woe. Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do not feed feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Ye eat the fat, ye clothe you with wool, you kill them that are fed, and you don't feed the flock. The disease have you not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick, neither have you bound up that which was broken, neither have you brought again that which was driven away, neither have you sought that which was lost, but with force and cruelty you ruled over them. So somehow these people, they're supposed to be shepherds of Israel, but they're, what are they doing to the sheep? It's pretty bad, right? To kill them. Basically, they're killing them. They're not helping them. They're not mending their wounds. They're driving them away. They're teaching false doctrine. So the only way we could know is to follow the true shepherd, right? They don't care or nurture their flock. They don't sacrifice for the sheep. Jesus said, let's go back to John 10. John 10, 8 and 10. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep do not hear them. So who's the thieves and robbers here? Anyone who's not Jesus. So that's a lot of other, right? It's either Jesus or everybody else or everything else or every doctrine else. It's not like this or that. It's one or the other, okay? John, okay, we just read 8, verse 9. I am the door. By me, if any man entered, he shall be saved, and she shall go in and out and find pasture, right? So the thief is the one that's not a shepherd, all right? So what about the other person in this story? Is the sheep. The sheep. It's innocent. Right. It's innocent, naive. It needs a strong, caring shepherd. Can you imagine if the sheep was out in the wilderness by itself? They're young, inexperienced. They don't even know what they're doing. They're going out by themselves. And it actually represents us. We may think we're smart, but actually, we're not any match for the devil. The sheep represents fallen humanity. Let me read this. You don't have to turn it. It's in Isaiah 53:6. It says, all we like sheep have gone astray, everyone to his own way, and the Lord has put on him, Jesus, the iniquity of us all. Jesus is the one that pays all. He's our shepherd, and he's also sacrificed for us. You know, the only way the sheep will not follow the wrong way is what? Is if they listen to the right voice, right? That's the only way they know. But how do they know what voice is right? How would you know if the voice of the shepherd, the voice, the right voice or not? I think if you have to listen to it a lot, or you need to pray, you need to. The more we know someone, the more we recognize their voice. So if you have someone that you know very well call you on the phone, if you know them, you recognize the voice, then it's no problem. But if you never talked with them before, you wouldn't know who it is. Okay? All right, so the next one is the shepherd. The good shepherd, he enters the door, right? He calls the sheep by name. He knows them. John chapter 10, verse 7. Verily I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. And verse 9, I am the door for me, and man can enter in, and he shall be saved. There's only one door to Jesus, all right? I am the good shepherd, verse 11. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. So he's not only taking care of the sheep. Sometimes the shepherd will stay up all night for the sheep, right? Would you, if you care about your sheep, you stay up all night? Jesus would even risk his life for the one little sheep. You know, and you can imagine how many sheep there are? Just one, he will risk his life, right? The true shepherd sacrificed everything, even his own life, for the sheep. He stands watch day and night through cold and danger for his beloved sheep. The sheep hear his voice because they love the shepherd. Jesus gave his own life for us. He'll do whatever it takes to protect us and give us life. Not just to exist, but to have abundant life. So let's go back to Ezekiel. Keep your finger on both of these. Ezekiel 34, 6. Ezekiel 34, 6. Right? All right. Actually, I'm sorry. 34, 16. I will seek that which was lost and bring again that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong, and I will feed them with judgment. So the shepherd, or Jesus, does everything that the false shepherd or the thief doesn't do, right? He binds up our wounds. He helps us when we're hurting. Let's go to verse 25, 26. And I will make with them a covenant of peace, and will cause the evil beast to cease out of the land, and they shall dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. And I will make them places round them, a place of blessing, and I will cause a shower to come down in his season. There shall be showers of blessing. So Jesus, this true shepherd, protects us in every way. You know, mends our lives, gives us peace. Can you imagine, I remember when growing up, maybe kids like you, or, you know, as you grow older, that whenever we would go on a family trip, my dad would drive, and I would not help in any directions. Even now I don't. Not help in any direction, but you know what I do? I just sleep in the back. And you know what? And I have total confidence that my dad knows where he's going, or if he doesn't, he'll find a way to get there. I didn't have to. He didn't ask me, like a 10-year-old, oh, how do I get there? No, he knows how to get there. I don't worry that he's going to bring us in a bad place, because I know my dad is driving, and then I'm going to sleep, right? It's kind of like how God even more takes care of us. We don't have to worry. The sheep doesn't stay up late at night wondering, oh, I don't know if the shepherd's going to take care of me. I better just take care of myself. No, do you know that God or Jesus will never leave you alone? He'll always be there. So you don't have to be afraid of what's going to happen or if the thief's going to come. Okay? All right. And so many texts, like in Psalms 23:1, the Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack anything. If you need anything, do we have wants and needs in our lives? Jesus will supply it. And in Isaiah 49:11, it says, God feeds his flock like a shepherd. He carries them in his arms, in his bosom. This very nice text here in Desire of Ages, he cares for each one as if there were not another one on the face of the earth. So Jesus cares for us like if we were the only sheep on this whole earth. So I want to show you another picture. It's kind of touching right now because don't have him right now. It's memory lady Kobe. Those of you who do not know Kobe, remember how Kobe was found? Now, I mean, back then, how do we first meet Kobe? I believe it was Hung and Jessica were going door to door, and kind of like what David and Daniel was doing. It's a long day, keep going, keep knocking on doors, and they finally get tired, keep going to the end, and there was a vacant door, vacant house. Nobody was there except this little dog, Kobe. And so they took him to church, and Uncle Jesse and Go Twiwa immediately took him in know. And do you think he was like a prize-winning dog? He looked beautiful and smelled nice, and that's why they brought him home? No, he actually didn't look like that. I don't know if you remember. He was very scrawny and dirty and just abandoned. They took him. And, you know, I was always thinking, like, this dog hit the jackpot, you know. He got the best bed, the best food, he had treats, you know. They did everything for this dog. And one day there was two big dogs, and Uncle Jesse was taking care of Kobe, and they attacked him. And they put him in, and they shook him like this, and he was bleeding. And Uncle Jesse got his shirt or whatever, wrapped him up, and went to the emergency room, you know, and he had to fight off those two dogs. In the meantime, he didn't think about, oh, I might get blood on me, or those dogs might bite, the big dog might bite me. No, he was only thinking about his little dog and trying to help him. It's a good illustration about how much more God does for us. We really are just small, insignificant, but God come down to this earth, risk his own life for us. So the question is, whom do you follow? I mean, is it the blue side or the green side? Is it the thief? Is it the robber? Sometimes, again, when you think about the thief and robber versus Jesus, it's not always black and white. It could be people saying, well, no, you don't have to have this kind of religion or God, you know. You graduated, you have a good job, you have your own life, you can make it successful, you don't need anybody. Or maybe it's a, you know, there's a lot of good get-rich-quick ideas out there, you don't need to follow that, you just follow my way and then, you know, have it free. So you have to think about that. Or to say, you know, why do you have to follow this religion? You know, I think it's more fun out there. Or maybe you make more money over there. You don't have to work so hard. Or you can do it on your own. But then Jesus say, but wait a minute. Are they really caring about me? Does that world, does that really going to support us? You know, I don't know. You have to think about the sacrifice. Who really cares for you? When I think about the thief or not, it's not only like this or this. It's more like this or this. I mean, like, might look cute, but you know, it's really no match here. It's kind of obvious. This is without God. I'd rather be in this, you know, I'd rather have someone take care of me. I'd rather have Jesus. Oh. It's talking about the thief. It's just the last text. That's okay. I must have done that. Going crazy. There it is. The thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. I am come that they may have life and they might have it more abundantly. Jesus wants to offer you not just life, but have it abundant, that you can enjoy his love, enjoy his blessing. Because you know what? This world may look kind of nice, but there's a lot of, I believe we're living in last days. You know, this world, actually, you may seem like, but there's a lot of things going on, you know, and in the end, what your treasure in heaven is what is important, because all this material stuff will just fizzle away sooner or later, and you need to stand. So I hope that you would choose Jesus, that you would ask God into your life. If you haven't done that yet, you know, ask God to be your Lord and Savior. It's the best decision you'll ever make. The road might be hard, but Jesus is with you. He's with you. He'll hold your hand. Thank you. That's my sharing. sharing for today.